is lying banged and battered, skewered and bleeding, talking crippled on the cross. Was his mind reeling and heaving, hallucinating, fleeing, what a loss. The things he hadn't touched or kissed, his senses slowly stripped away. Not like Buddha, not like Vishnu, life wouldn't rise to him again. I find it easy to believe that he might question his beliefs. The beginning of The Last Temptation. Time Storm Mystery. The duality of nature, godly nature, human nature splits the soul. Fully human, fully divine, and divided, the great immortal soul. Split into pieces, whirling pieces, opposites attract. From the front, the side, the back, the mind itself attacks. I know this feeling, I know it from before. Descartes through Hegel, belief is never sure. Time Storm Mystery, Last Temptation. Sitting, drumming, thinking, thumping, pondering the mysteries of life. Outside the city, shrieking, screaming, whispering the mysteries of life. There's a funeral tomorrow at St. Patrick's. The bells will ring for you. Ah, what must you have been thinking when you realized the time had come for you? I wish I hadn't thrown away my time on so much human and so much less divine. The end of The Last Temptation. The end of a Dime Store Mystery.
Without living,
That's what life's like without you. Life's like Sanskrit read to a pony. I see you in my mind's eye, strangling on your tongue. What good is knowing such devotion? I've been around, I know what makes things run. What good is seeing eye chocolate? What good's a computerized nose? And what good is cancer in April? Why no good? No good at all. Killing. What good is rain that falls up? What good's a disease that won't hurt you? Why no good? I guess no good at all. What good are these thoughts that I'm thinking? It must be better, huh, not to be thinking at all. A styrofoam lover with emotions of concrete. No, not much. Not much at all. What good is life without living? What good's this lion that barks? You love the life of this throwaway nightly. It's not fair, not fair at all. What's good? Oh baby, what's good? What's good? What's good? Not much at all. Hey baby, what's good?
What's good?
What's good?
What's good?
What's good?
What's good?
Not much at all. What's good?
What's good?
What's good?
Life's good.
Life's good.
Life's good.
What's good?
Life's good.
But not fair at all.
Get a letter. All of the drugs that we took, it really
lots of fun. But when they shoot you up with orazine or crystal smoke, you choke like a son of a gun. Don't you know they're gonna kill your sons? Don't you know they're gonna kill? Nothing ever sticks to you. Not Velcro, not scotch tape, not my arms dipped in glue. Not if I wrap myself in nylon, a piece of duct tape down my back. Love pierced the arrow with the 12, and I can't get you back. An old Ford, they took off its wheels, the engine is gone. In its seat sits a box with a note that says, "Goodbye, Charlie, thanks a lot." I see a child through a window with a bib, and I think of us and what we almost did. The Hudson rocketing with light, the ships past the Statue of Liberty at night. They call it ecstasy, 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 ecstasy. Some men call me Saint Ivory, some call me Saint Maurice. I'm smooth as alabaster, with white veins running through my cheeks. A big stud through my eyebrow, a scar on my arm that says domain. I put it over the tattoo that contained your name. They called you ecstasy, ecstasy, ecstasy. They call you ecstasy. Passing through a cloud, a body facing up is floating towards a crowd. And I think of a time and what I couldn't do. I couldn't hold you close, I couldn't become you. They call you ecstasy. I can't hold you down, I can't hold you up. I feel like that car that I saw today. No radio, no engine, no hood. I'm going to the cafe. I hope they got music, and I hope that they can play. But if we have to part, I'll have a new sky right over my heart. I'll call it ecstasy. Oh, ecstasy, ecstasy. Next. The other night, we went to see Sam's play, doing the things that we want to. It was very physical, it held you to the stage, doing the things that he wants to, doing the things that he wants to. Guy's a cowboy from some rodeo, doing the things that he wants to. The girl had once loved him, but now she wants to go, doing the things that she wants to, doing the things that she wants to. The man was bullish, the woman was a tease, doing the things that they want to. They fought with their words, their bodies and their deeds, doing the things that they want to. When they finished fighting, they exited the stage, doing the things that they want to. I was firmly struck by the way they had behaved, doing the things that they want to, doing the things that they want to. Reminds me of the movies Marty made about New York. Those frank and brutal movies that are so brilliant. True love, meet the raging bull. They're very inspirational. I love the things they do. Doing the things that I want to. There's not much you hear on the radio today, hey.
Doing the things that you want to.
But you could still see a movie or a play.
Doing the things that you want to.
Here's to Travis Bickle and here's to Johnny Boy.
Doing the things that you want to.
Growing up in the mean streets of New York.
Doing the things that you want to.
I wrote this song cause I'd like to shake your hand. In a way, you guys, the best friends I ever had.
Doing the things that we want to.
Doing the things that we want to. That we want to. A true love. Trouble if you break my heart, if you accidentally crush it on the Ides of March. I prefer you were straightforward, you don't have to go through all of that. I'm a New York City man, baby, and say go and that is that. New York City man, you just say go and that is that. I'm a New York City man, just say go and that is that. It's far too complicated to make up a lie that you'd have to remember and really why. I wouldn't want to be around you if you didn't want to have me around. I'm an M-A-N-N man. You blink your eyes and I'll be gone. M-A-N-N man, you blink your eyes, honey, and I'll be gone. New York City man, you blink your eyes and I'll be gone. Brutus made a pretty speech, but Caesar was betrayed. Lady Macbeth went crazy, but Macbeth ended slain. Ophelia and Desdemona dead, leaving Hamlet in a play. But I'm no Lear with a blinded eye, say go and I am gone. The stars have shut their eyes up tight, the earth has changed its course. A kingdom sits on a black knight's back as he tries to mount a white jeweled horse. While a clock full of butterflies on the hour releases a thousand moths. You say leave and I'll be gone without any remorse. No letters, faxes, phones or tears, there's a difference between bad and worse. I'm a New York City man, blink your eyes and I'll be gone. New York City man, M-A-N, you blink your eyes and I'll be gone. I love you, New York City man. New York City, how I love you. Blink your eyes and I'll be gone. Just a little grain of sand, New York City. City bear, blink your eyes and you're gone.
All right, 1,000 points of light. WMFO. Sorry, I'm laughing at that. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of a funny New York City style way of ending that song with the horns and everything. That's NYC Man, New York City Man from Set the Twilight Reeling. I believe that was his follow up to, excuse me, Magic and Lost. Prior to that, Doing the Things That We Want to from New Sensations, Ecstasy from the album of the same name, and Kill Your Sons from Sally Can't Dance. And it was What's Good, the Thesis from Magic and Loss. That's actually, no, it was Dime Store Mystery started off that set. Sometimes I just keep playing music and I forget to talk. I just keep rolling with it. That was like 7 songs, I think. Not recommended. This isn't a training sesh for the WMFO student DJs. So Kill Your Sons from Sally Can't Dance, What's Good, the Thesis from Magic and Loss, and Dime Store Mystery with Mo Tucker on drums from the New York record. 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Thanks for joining me here this morning. Here with you until 11. We're about at the bottom of the hour. And just wanted to mention that this book, that this is third in a 4-part series devoted to the King of New York, the Lou Reed biography by Will Hermé, and focusing today, this show, on the Lou Reed solo stuff, which is difficult. I feel like I wanted to add like a show just a more focusing more on his solo stuff, but that's not feasible. We need to move on with our lives. 4 parts is more than plenty. Up next, She's My Best Friend from Coney Island Baby, 1,000 points of light, WMFO.
Mm-hmm. She's my best friend. Certainly not your average girl. Yeah, she's my best friend. She understands me.
please, come over to 81st Street. I'm in the apartment above the bar. You know you can't miss it. It's across from the subway and the tacky store with the Mylar scarves. My skin's as pale as the outdoors moon. My hair's silver like a Tiffany watch. I like lots of people around me, but don't kiss hello, and please don't touch. It's a Czechoslovakian custom my mother passed on to me. Friends, Andy is inviting him up for tea. Open house. Open house. I've got a lot of cats. Here's my favorite. She's a lady called Sam. Made a paper doll of her, you can have it. That's what I did when I had St. Vitus dance. It's a Czechoslovakian custom my mother passed on to me. Give people little presents so they'll remember me. Open house. Someone bring the vegetables. Someone please bring heat. My mother showed up yesterday. We need something to eat. I think I got a job today. They want me to draw shoes. I drew were old and used, they told me. Draw something new. Open house. Open house.
Fly me to the moon. Fly me to a star.
There are no stars in a New York sky. They're all on the ground. You scared yourself with music. I scared myself with paint. I drew 550 different shoes today. It almost made me faint. Open house. Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home.
Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent. just keep me hanging on.
Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good.
Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on.
Thank you.
All right. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. That's, of course, Lou Reed with I Believe in Love from Rock and Roll Hard. Prior to that, Perfect Day from Transformer, and it was Open House. That was the Songs for Drella record, which had John Cale and Lou Reed collaborating after the death of Andy Warhol. Allegedly, they fought so much over that record, they even fought about the silence, like the blank space in between tracks, which is kind of infamous to hear about that. So minute, yes, but a lot of history between those two at the time. I think they made that in 88. Before that, She's My Best Friend from Coney Island Baby. And it was NYC, New York City Man, Set the Twilight from... that was a previous set. She's My Best Friend from Coney Island Baby. So I've, throughout all of this, I think I have a new appreciation for Coney Island Baby. I think it's a pretty good record. I'm surprised. I don't know, I just didn't really dig into it until recently. And so here we are. A new appreciation for something that's about 40 years old. We're like 50. All right, 1,000 Points of Light. 91.5 Medford, WMFO. All right, so we're going to do something a little different here. This is, so throughout the book, this show is coming out of the biography of Lou Reed that I'm reading at the moment, written by Will Hermé. And, you know, some of Lou's live performances were from residencies at clubs in New York and other places throughout the country, but mostly New York, including The Bottom Line. And so here's a spoken word, or it's a track where he's talking about, it's from the Bottom Line archives, and it's Lou Reed talking about life with the Velvet Underground and Andy Warhol. This is it's interesting. It's kind of like a compilation of Kris Kristofferson and Lou Reed, but thankfully they're divided up into individual tracks, and one of them is Lou Reed talking about the Velvet Underground and Warhol, and listen to that right now. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Lou, there's a line from Some Kind of Love that became the title of the book that was published of your collected lyrics and poems, Between Thought and Expression. And the line is, between thought and expression lies a lifetime. Is that partially, in a songwriting sense, what Suzanne is talking about, that you can have this initial impulse for a song and then years later finally write the song? You know, that between thought and expression, between feeling the impulse, between feeling this emotion or whatever, and actually getting it out can take a minute, or it can take forever. I mean, is that part of what that means for you?
Yeah, I was thinking more of real life.
As opposed to songwriting.
Yeah. Right.
How judgmental.
What, Chris?
I said, how judgmental of you.
How Texas of you.
Do you experience something like what Suzanne is talking about, though? Have you had songs simmer like that for a long period of time, or does most of your writing come?
If I don't finish one, just leave it, then sometimes I can't finish it at all, and it's it'll be years later, if at all. Hmm. I kind of think you have to jump on it when you have a chance.
Right. And is the converse of that true? Do you sometimes get a song that, boom, is just like born, just like that? It just like pops out of a balloon somewhere?
Oh, yeah, those are the best.
Yeah.
I really like that. That doesn't happen very often.
I hesitate to ask this because I know that sometimes you're temperamental about Velvet Underground and the material that's associated with Velvet Underground. But those songs are your songs. You know, there, and even though we say, oh, they're Velvet Underground songs, they're still Lou Reed songs. Do you make a distinction between the material you wrote that was recorded by Velvet Underground and the material that then was recorded by Lou Reed?
Not in my heart, not in my mind.
But where? Where?
No, not at all.
Okay, all right.
They were in my head, and they were played by that particular combination of people. But from my own point of view, they turned out great, but they could have been played by others.
Mm-hmm. What role did Andy Warhol play for you in the Velvet Underground days? He's listed, for instance, as the producer of the first album. when we think of a producer today, we think of a real, you know, hands-on person who knows the technology, who's intimately involved in the recording studio. Andy, I don't believe was that, was he?
He was great protection. One of the things that used to happen is we would do something. We recorded originally in the old Septa Juan studio where all the great Shirelles records were made. So I was real happy about that. And, you know, at one point the engineer would say, apropos of something we'd done, Mr. Warhol, is that okay? And he'd say, oh, that's great. And as a consequence of that, we experienced total freedom because no one would change anything because Andy said it was great.
So the respect that he had in the art world and in the countercultural world carried over into the recording studio. These old line engineers and stuff would respect him as well. And the recording executives respected him as well.
They knew the name was famous. They didn't know why.
Yeah. Do you think you were spoiled and or set up for like great expectations by that experience of having that kind of freedom and having this protector?
Well, to not be tampered with, first time out was this great experience. And since no one ever listened to our records anyway from the record company, we could essentially do whatever we wanted. But then later on, there would be problems. Like, where's the single?
Does that explain Sunday Morning and Tom Wilson coming in and working with you guys? Was that an attempt to do a single?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Tom was considered the person who got along with outside people.
Right.
There was the Velvet Underground on the East Coast, the Mothers of Invention on the West Coast. Tom could get along with both of us.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead.
You want to do Sweet Jane?
Sure.
Sorry, even though he's introducing Sweet Jane, we heard that last week.
I've been with the best that...
Sorry about that. All right, we're going to hear Sally Can't Dance instead. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Apartment.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. She was everybody's darling, but she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. Gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that fast. She said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doot doo 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 doo. Do 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 do.
Walk on the Wild Side from Transformer, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And prior to that, we had Sail I Can't Dance from the record of the same name. And then, yeah, that was a good little interview there at the bottom line with Lou Reed, except he was introducing Sweet Jane, which I was not going to play. But, you know, it's funny. It's like just listening to that interview, you can sort of tell there's like an undercurrent of him not being totally comfortable being interviewed or not really enjoying the experience. But there were so many, I think it's just part of his persona. There were so many interviews where he's like that and so many stories about him fighting with Lester Bangs and being really offended by reviews that were insulting to him and his art. And it's just part of his persona. All right, so thanks for listening this morning. The last track is going to be Dirty Boulevard, thus concluding the third in our four-part series devoted to Lou Reed, King of New York. I'll see you next week here. Let's get this started here. I'll see you next week here on WMFO. Stay tuned for Something About the Women.
Pedro lives out of the Wilshire Hotel. He looks out a window without glass. The walls are made of cardboard. Newspapers on his feet, and his father beats him because he's too tired to beg. He's got 9 brothers and sisters. They're brought up on their knees. It's hard to run when a coat hanger beats you on the thighs. Pedro dreams of being older and killing the old man, but that's a slim chance. He's going to the boulevard. He's gonna end up on the dirty boulevard. He's going out to the dirty boulevard. He's going down to the dirty boulevard. This room costs $2,000 a month. You can believe it, man, it's true. Somewhere a landlord's laughing till he wets his pants. No one dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer or anything. They dream of dealing on the dirty boulevard. Give me your hungry, you're tired, you're poor, I'll piss on them. That's what the statue of bigotry says. Your poor huddled masses, let's club them to death and get it over with and just dump them on the boulevard. Get them out on the dirty boulevard. Going out to the dirty boulevard. They're going down on the dirty boulevard. Going out. Outside, it's a bright night. There's an opera at Lincoln Center. Movie stars arrive by limousine. The Klieg lights shoot up over the skyline of Manhattan, but the lights are out on the mean streets. A small kid stands by the Lincoln Tunnel. He's selling plastic roses for a buck. The traffic's backed up to 39th Street. The TV whores are calling the cops out for a suck. And back at the wheelchair, Pedro sits there dreaming. He's found a book on magic in a garbage can. He looks at the pictures and stares up at the cracked ceiling. At the count of three, he says, I hope I can disappear and fly, fly away from this dirty boulevard. I want to fly, yeah, from the dirty boulevard. I want to fly from the dirty boulevard. I want to fly, 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 fly.